Now, I have been told that the third and fourth grade Sunday school class have a great honor they would like to bestow upon one of our church members. And I believe June has information to share with us.
Come to my third, fourth, and fifth. All right, my class. This month in Sunday school, we're studying people that are salt of the earth. And the kids got that concept. They said an example of something that wouldn't be good, that needs more seasoning, is school lunches, and I apologize. So they got that concept, and they voted on who they wanted to be their salt of the earth recipient. And Lydia's going to read that.
Okay. Salt of the Earth Award. This certificate is awarded to Larry Kahn in recognition of valuable contributions to the kids of First Church by giving us bubble gum, shaking our hands, asking us how we are, joking with us, giving us a big smile, and great airplane rides.
Thank you.
Well, it went to who it should have gone to, that's for sure. If you would, this week, please take the bulletin insert home with you, and on the back side are prayer concerns that we need to keep ahead of ourselves, keep in front of us as we go through this week. There are many names there, some of them are church members, some of them are not. They each one need our prayers. I ask that you notice, too, that Brenda Kiley's sister passed away this week. Please keep Brenda and her family in your prayers. Also, I was given a prayer concern for Norma Van Horn. Norma is a member of the First Baptist Church. She sings in the cantata choir. Her husband passed away this morning. So please keep Norma in your prayers. At this time, if you'd please turn in your blue hymn book to page 881, I would like for us to pray together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you, Deanna. And just so you know, because every time when we do that, that's a very important document in the history of the church. But it's important that you understand that, because I get questions every time, Catholic means universal. All right? And that's actually where the name Catholic comes from, is that originally it meant the universal church that had gathered together. And it eventually became what we know today as the Roman Catholic Church. So know that whenever we are saying that, we say we believe in the universal church. So that's important that we know that we do believe in the universal church.